This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. When the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم came to Medina Munawwara, one of the first things he established was Mu'akhat, brotherhood. He paired a Muhajir Sahabi with an Ansari brother, and this unity was just unprecedented, unique in all regards, unheard of in the annals of human history. Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiyallahu anhu himself narrates, لما قدمنا المدينة, when we came to Medina, آخى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بيني وبين سعد بن الربيع. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم paired me up with Sa'd bin Rabi' radiyallahu anhu. Sa'd was the most amazing host I have ever met in my life. He welcomed me, he ushered me, he comforted me, and then he said to me, إني أكثر الأنصار مالا. I am one of the most wealthiest people of Medina. فَأَقْسِمُ لَكَ نِصْفَ مَالِي. As of today, half of my wealth and assets belong to you exclusively. وَانْظُرْ أَيَّ زَوْجَتَيَّ هَوَيْتَ نَزَلْتُ لَكَ عَنْهَا فَإِذَا حَلَّتْ تَزَوَّجْتَهَا. And I will step down from the union of one of my wives. He had two wives. Once she goes through the waiting period of Iddah, then you can wed her. This was the display of generosity, selflessness, and hospitality of Sa'd bin Rabi' radiyallahu anhu. But it was met by respect, dignity, and self-restraint from Abdurrahman ibn Auf, and that translated in the most unique city of Medina. Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiyallahu anhu did not leech onto him, did not exploit it. He did not say, yeah, okay, give me whatever you have, it's right, and I will just sit. He said, no, barakallahu lak, may Allah bless you. Dullani ala suqin fihi tijara. Can you show me the local marketplace? And he then pointed to Suq Qaynuqa, which was the marketplace of that time in Medina Munawwara. Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiyallahu anhu says, I went there and I engaged in some business, commerce and trade. فَجَاءَ بِأَقِتْ وَسَمْنِ. He bought some butter, he bought some cheese, etc. ثُمَّ تَابَعَ الْغُدُو. He kept on going back and forth, and business started growing, and he started generating more revenue. Soon thereafter, he got married. The Prophet ﷺ told him, أَوْلِمْ وَلَوْ بِشَاتْ. Have a walima, even if it means slaughtering one lamb. And he said, before I knew, أَقْبَلَتِ الدُّنْيَا عَلَيَّ. Allah had opened up the riches of the world to me. حَتَّى لَوْ رَفَعْتُ حَجَرًا لَتَوَقَّعْتُ فِيهَا لَتَوَقَّعْتُ تَحْتَهَا ذَهَبًا. That if I were to raise a stone or a boulder, I would be optimistic of finding gold or silver there. Now, my point is that each one engaged in what he was supposed to do. So Sa'd bin Rabi displayed selflessness and generosity. Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiyallahu anhu displayed restraint. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the katib, the literate, the educated person, وَلَا يَأَبَ كَاتِبٌ أَن يَكْتُبَ كَمَا عَلَّمَهُ اللَّهُ فَلْيَكْتُبُ. That if you are literate and you are educated, then make your skills available to people. In that lies the preservation of your resources. And Allah says to the other person who requires the skills of the literate, وَلَا يُضَرَّ كَاتِبٌ وَلَا شَهِيدٌ. That don't impose on people, don't hurt people, don't cause them any difficulty. In other words, let's focus on the command of Allah upon us and not focus on the command of Allah on the other person. If each one of us can do this as a parent, what I ought to do, and my child looks at what he needs to do, then I promise you that will transform society in a different way. Someone said, and I'll leave you with this, insan ghar badalta hai, gari badalta hai, gari badalta hai, phir bhi paresha kyun rehta hai, kyunki khud nahi badalta. Person changes his house, changes his clothes, buys a new watch, changes, upgrades his car, but he's still quite depressed and quite miserable. Why? He's changed everything around him, but he did not change himself. Change yourself, and that is where the magic lies.